Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
We had 9 games this morning, Ben. 7 of them, correct me if I'm wrong, 7 of them ended in one score finishes. There were 3, I think, fourth quarter comebacks in those games as well. Wrap up the best bits for us from our 9 games.
Well, it ended up, there were 7. Did you say 7?
7, yes.
7 one-score games. That's correct. Well, we've touched on the Seahawks win in Detroit, 48-45, high-scoring affair, that one. Let's not forget about this morning, the Vikings beat the Saints in London, 28-25. The Falcons, underrated on offense, they were able to just do enough to stop Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. They took the win to take their record to 2-2 against the Cleveland Browns, 23-20. The Cowboys, well, it's a bit of a nothing game. Good to see Michael Gallup back with a touchdown. The CD Lamb touchdown sealed it for the Cowboys. Cooper Rush, 4-0 in his first 4 starts. First time in Cowboys history.
Yes.
That a quarterback has gone 4-0.
To start their career, yep.
To start their career. They won that game at home against the Commanders, 25-10. The Titans held on to beat the Colts, but the Colts, they were pretty poor again on offense. Jonathan Taylor, something's going on there. He hasn't been able to run the ball as hard or as often as his fans would like. But the Titans held on, 24-17, an all-important AFC South clash, particularly with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans losing, the Titans will move. Well, no, they'll probably still sit behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they move to 2-2. The Giants, as we mentioned, they held off a Bears attempt at a last gasp win. 20-12, the Giants beat the Bears. The Eagles and the Jaguars was a good game for the most part. It was penalties and costly mistakes by the Jaguars to allow the Philadelphia Eagles to keep them at bay. The Jaguars got out to a 14-0 start, but the Eagles were too good coming back and winning this game 29-21. The Jets and the Steelers was a good game. Lots of interest in this one. The Steelers were behind early, so they replaced Mitch Trubisky with Kenny Pickett, who threw an interception with his first pass attempt in the NFL, but he did rush for 2 touchdowns. He got the crowd up and about, but Zach Wilson on the other sideline says, "I see you, Kenny, but I've been in this league a year longer than you have, and I've been on the sidelines for the last 3 weeks, and it's my time." And in the last quarter, Zach Wilson and the New York Jets scored 2 touchdowns to win the game 24-20 to move to 2-2. The Steelers dropped to 1-3.
Zach Wilson was saying, "I'm not letting this young punk beat me."
That's exactly what he would have said, punk. Bills and the Ravens. Well, it wasn't a highlight kind of a game. J.K. Dobbins in the first quarter scored 2 rushing touchdowns, and it looked like the Baltimore Ravens were finally going to break their losing streak at home, 20-10 at the half. But the Bills just kept coming. They found a way. They grinded their way back into this game, scored 20 unanswered points to win the game at the death, 23-20. The Buffalo Bills moved to 3-1. The Baltimore Ravens dropped to 2-2. It wasn't a pretty game, but it was a bad loss by the Baltimore Ravens rather than a good win by the Buffalo Bills. And the last game, the Houston Texans, well, they still remain winless. The Raiders have a slight lead in the Broncos game, 3-0. If you're a Raiders fan, you're looking to get their first win of the season. But the Houston Texans couldn't get it done at home against the Chargers. They lost 34-24. Austin Eckler was the man of the match, probably the performance of the morning, with three rushing touchdowns, two in the second quarter, one in the fourth quarter. They ran away 34-24 victors to get back to 2-2. As I said, the Houston Texans remain winless.
There you go. Our nine games wrapped up for you this morning from week four of the season.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.